Luke, Bank of Cardiff.
Yo.
Hey.
Hey.
Dude, you got me bad there. I fell apart.
Your call was horrible.
It was absolutely horrible. Like, number one, the first one, when you asked me the rate, I literally just, like, I started sweating. I didn't even know what to do, dude. It freaked me out. Well, in the bidding, when you were just like, you take bad notes. And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
What
I recommend when someone calls you back is don't talk. Let them talk, right? Mm-hmm. So when I said, you know, I called about the voicemail, and you said, okay, yeah, cool. First thing, you didn't even ask me my name. You just kind of went off of James as the other company, mm-hmm. and you were using James as the same. Well, which is fine, you know, because that was my fault for putting you on hold the other day. Yeah, I understand that.
I was doing so well yesterday. I was ready. I had all my rate questions ready for you yesterday, and I had to hang up, and I was like, fuck.
Yeah. But when someone calls, the best thing to say is you should write this down. If they call you and they say, yeah, I'm calling about a voicemail, you say, great. Tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and then I can point you in the right directions.
That's a good one.
Okay. And then they're going to be like, okay, well, I'm looking for this equipment. Okay. And then just let them keep talking.
Mm-hmm.
You talk the entire time, Peter.
I know.
You know, and if I give you a short answer, you got to be able to say, hey, can you elaborate on that a little bit more? Can you tell me a little bit more? Just, I'm trying to write good notes, and I want to see exactly, you know, what you would qualify for, mm-hmm. right? You just kept trying to, like, sell your way out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you were trying to sell me on why it was good, you know, and you just kept talking, man.
Yeah, I got nervous, and all I could do was keep talking. Like, that's all I could do, because I got flustered, and you hit the nail right on the head. Like, I didn't let you talk the entire time because I was just nerve. Anytime I was not talking, I didn't feel like comfortable.
Yeah. So you have to be comfortable. That's the first thing. If you're not comfortable, that call's done.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's done. You totally sounded like a salesman too. Mm-hmm. You know, just because you were talking so much, a salesman talks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to keep that in mind. Like, you don't want to talk.
I pulled out the wheel, and I was just looking at it and just trying to just say everything on there. And I think that's where I screwed up. Like, instead of like asking a part of the wheel, waiting for a response, and then elaborating on that, I was like, question, answer. Next question, answer. Question, answer. And then I got to the end of the wheel, and I was like, fuck, it's been 5 minutes, and I'm asking him if, like, what's he going to do if he doesn't get the piece? And then, like, you were like, all right, whatever. And then I was like, well, I'm done with the wheel. Where do I go now? Fuck.
Yeah, well, you didn't use the hot sheet, did you?
No, I didn't. I was using the wheel.
Yeah, because you didn't ask me if I take credit cards. You didn't ask me if I was 100% owner.
Nope.
You know, none of those questions. You didn't ask me if I've had a working capital. Well, I guess the second one I did.
I was looking at the spot audit for equipment financing and the e-linked wheel.
Okay.
So I wasn't looking at the hot sheet. It's probably a better idea.
Okay. Yeah, well, on the spot audit, the mocking call or whatever paper I have here.
Yeah, gross annual sales, you're supposed to ask, how would you rate your credit?
On there it says, mention customer's pace, mirrors customer's tone. What was it?
Third-party financing. No, I'm just looking at the boxes on the spot audit thing, you know?
Yeah.
That's I was using that and the wheel, but, yeah, I wasn't using the hot sheet.
Yeah, the hot sheet's going to have everything on there. If you cover everything on that hot sheet, you'll cover the wheel. You'll cover everything. Everything that you could possibly need and more is on there.
Okay.
And it kind of gives you a structure of which way to go.
Yeah, and I was talking to Danny. That's why I missed your call. The callback about this. When you said about the not having the tax documents, how do you handle that?
Yeah, happened to me.
Greed me up.
Yeah, I've had that happen to me. You basically just say, "Great, that's not a problem." Do you have some kind of document saying that you're taking care of that and you're on a payment plan? As long as they do, they just send that in. Okay.
Okay, because I'm glad that you asked because, if that happens, on a real call, I'm going to, you heard what I would do. I was like, oh, well, and as a salesman, you never want to say, I don't know if we could help you then.
Exactly.
So I was like trying to not say that, but that's pretty much the message I was conveying.
Yeah, but that's the thing where everything I say, you'd be like, oh, no problem. That's cool. We can do that. Just get me this, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be calm and relaxed. I can tell you were freaking the fuck out.
Oh, yeah. The first call went so bad. I was sweating, dude. You should, I didn't know it. I just stopped. I brain farted, and I don't know.
It's all good, man. It's all good. But you're too good to have these fucked up calls.
I know, yeah, dude. Man. I was so on it yesterday with, when I was...
Here's the thing, man. These calls, you have to pass, okay?
All the time.
You have to. So, and I don't know how serious you are about making money, but
I am, dude.
Well, motherfucker, you start passing these calls in.
Yeah.
You know? When I did calls, I made sure I passed every single one. And they just got tired because they couldn't stump me. You know what I mean? Like, I was ready for everything no matter what.
Yeah.
You have to be ready. And you got to build rapport. You didn't build rapport with me at all. It was like it was an interrogation, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
No, it was. It didn't feel natural at all.
Not at all.
It did not feel natural at all. I felt it too. It was just like
But you're such a nice person, you know what I mean? Like you can have that conversation with people.
Yeah, I was just been getting grilled for not sticking to the script enough, so I was really trying to just get everything on the script and didn't really.
That's cool, dude. Just let me talk, let the person talk, and then just let it flow, you know what I mean, and use parts of the script. I know they want you to stick to the script, but if you nail the call, dude, you'll be fine, you know, but just act like if it was just me and you talking now, you know, like, you're letting me talk, right? So you're listening to everything that I'm saying, just, you need to put a sign up on your computer that says, shut the fuck up and let them talk. I'm serious, dude. Just write that, just put shut the fuck up and listen. It's all you need to do. Ask a question, and if they give you a short answer, just be like, Jim, James, can you elaborate on that a little bit more? Can you tell me a little bit more about that? Like, what do you mean a skid steer loader? What does that do exactly? Oh, it moves stuff. Okay, what does it move? You know what I mean? You let me finish. Yeah, it moves stuff. Okay, what does it move? What do you do? I don't understand what you do for your business. So in order for me to get you money, I need to know what you do for your business. Oh, okay, yeah, good question. All right, well, let me explain. I do this, and then, you know, how long you been in business? You didn't ask me that, you know. You didn't ask me, you know, am I the sole owner? You know, there's just a lot of questions that you could have got into that you didn't.
No, for sure. I asked, oh, what's a skits loader? What's a shit loader do?
Right.
And you're like, it moves things. And I was like, okay, so how much does it cost?
Right. That's what I'm saying. You were a salesman. You just wanted to know numbers. You didn't give a fuck about me. You know, like, you just didn't give a fuck. Like, you can't do that.
I was just looking at that wheel and just like...
Dude, don't look at the wheel. Okay, fuck the wheel. Fuck the script. Dude, you have to have a good call. And it has to be a natural call. If it sounds like a fucked up... Like, you're looking at something or reading something, you're fucked.
Well, dude, I was. I literally had the wheel, and I had the spot on it, and I was talking to you. And, like, my eyes and my brain were on that paper and not in the call. And, like, that just totally, totally fucked everything up.
Dude, let me tell you how I passed all my calls. I had my hot sheet. I looked at it, and I went where the conversation went. All right? So I didn't go from top to bottom on the hot sheet. It jumped around. but my transitions were clean, right? So if we were talking about the skid steer loader, I'm like, okay, well, what do you do with that? Okay, oh, I do this. Oh, sweet. And I would always mention a comment about what they said. Oh, that's awesome, man. You've been doing that for a long. How long have you been doing that for, Bob? 20 years. Oh, dang, 20 years? That's crazy. So out of the 20 years, is this year your best year yet? You know, and he's like, ah, no, we're kind of down from last year. Oh, what'd you guys do last year? Boom, gross annual sales. Okay, great. Oh, man, all right, cool. So I got here that you've been around for 20 years, you know, you did this in sales. Bob, are you happen to be 100% owner, or is it like you and your wife?
No, you told me, you were like, well, I've been in the industry for 25, this company, 5 years. I could have been like, oh, you've been in the industry for 25 years. You know, were you working for someone else before this whole time, and you just started your own company now?
Absolutely. And I would have said, and if you were going to ask me that, I was going to say, yeah, I worked with my dad with this company, but he gave the company to me, which is why it got structured differently. And it's only been in business for 5 years. But technically, I've been in business for 25. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just, you got to ask questions of what they say. You got to listen. You have to listen to what I'm saying and what they're saying. And you go off what they say. Don't go off what you think you need to ask them.
Mhm. Yeah, that I didn't feel good about that at all. Just, I mean, I'm gonna try and bounce back here. I just really didn't feel good about it at all.
Yeah, I know they want you to follow the script, man. So it's tough because you gotta try to follow the script. But remember, everyone's gonna try to fuck you up on the call. So their goal is to try to fuck you up. So use parts of the script and when you can. But people are going to try to throw you off your game. Don't let them. Mm-hmm. You got to take control again. Like, Bob, I understand you want to say that, but tell me a little more about this, right? And as they're telling you, it gives you time to be like, all right, fuck, I can game plan. What's my next question going to be? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. No, 100%, 100%.
But you got it, man. You're too good to open up these calls, though.
I know, dude. That felt really shitty, dude. Like, I did not feel good about myself right now. I just felt really shitty. But I mean, it's good. I need it to, you know, like really reevaluate what I'm doing here. Clearly, it's not working.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right, Jim. I appreciate it, though, dude. Like, you're someone I look up to do this kind of thing, and I'm just trying to pull it together here.
Yeah, for sure, man. You got it, man. But that's what I'm saying. You're too good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see you smashing this, dude. You're gonna make bank. You just don't think of it as a sales call. You got to think of it as like you're a fucking therapist just fucking listening to what the fuck they got to say. You know what I mean?
I got you.
All right, man.
All right, I'm going to try and close out some deals now.
All right.
Finish up on it. All right, thanks, Jeremiah.
Shut the fuck up and listen to people.
Dude, I'm going to write that right now.
Write it. Put it right above your computer.
Yeah, you walk over here. It'll be there.
All right.
Bye. Thanks.